Women's Voices Theater Festival includes more than 50 professional theaters in Washington and Baltimore, premiering new work by women playwrights. One of them is the Single Carrot Theater in Baltimore, and Maryland Morning's J. Wynn Russick has a review of their festival offering.
Is war inevitable? That's the central question raised by Jen Silverman's raw, hard-hitting play, Phoebe in Winter. Granted, this is one of those immense philosophical questions that can make for a dull, didactic play. But director Genevieve DeMai's exceptional production at Single Carrot Theater is never less than fascinating, a first-rate contribution to the Washington-based Women's Voices Theater Festival. Phoebe in Winter is not an easy play to stage in any respect. The characters repeatedly change roles, and be warned, the production includes nudity. There are some didactic passages, and war rages outside and inside the Creedy family home. But at Single Carrot, the action, characters, and even heavy thematic underpinnings grab you from the start. That start comes as soon as you enter the theater, through the front door of the Creedy's house. No mistaking the intention of director DeMai and set designer Jason Randolph. We're all in this together. Phoebe in Winter begins with a father waiting for his three sons to return from war. Which war? The script never says, and the director includes references to any number of 20th and 21st century conflicts involving American soldiers. There are radio broadcasts, uniforms, and weapons from World War I through the Iraq War. The first member of the Creedy family to come home is the middle son, Anther, played by Paul Diem as meek to the point of being disengaged. Shortly after that, the oldest son, Jeremiah, comes home. Matthew Shea portrays him as Anther's polar opposite, edgy with a vicious streak. The third person who comes to the door, however, isn't the longed-for youngest son, Liam. It's a menacing stranger, a woman brandishing a machine gun.
My name is Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Phoebe.
Maybe you know it.
That's a strange name.
Or maybe you know my face.
No.
Or perhaps you do.
Of course we don't know your face. Don't be ridiculous.
Lauren Erica Jackson's Phoebe is fierce, a woman who knows who she is and why she's here, even if everyone else claims not to. After delivering some Old Testament-sounding judgments, Phoebe announces that she's moving in, and they will be the brothers she lost to war. Soon, this uneasy domestic arrangement starts shifting. Phoebe insists that the father, affably played by Richard Goldberg, take the role of the absent son, though the father's role changes again later. And Phoebe casts the family's maid, Boggett, in the role of their dog. Lauren A. Saunders, as the haughty maid, is not happy about this.
Really? No,
what are
Boggett?
You doing? This is a civilized occasion.
She needs a beating. One used to beat the help.
When did one beat the help?
In the olden days, one beat the help. It spurred the onset of progress.
She's confused. It's a very confusing time.
She's not confused. She has something to say. Go ahead.
Liam has not returned. In his absence, given the dictates of our guest, a third brother is required. I, and only I, must take on the role of Liam. Not the maid, not the dog.
The words civilized and peace recur frequently in Phoebe in Winter, but the action becomes increasingly violent. Eventually, the house turns into a battleground. These striking effects are by lighting designer Tabitha White and sound designer Stephen Kriegel, as well as set designer Randolph. Credit also goes to fight choreographer Tegan Williams. Not only have the brothers brought the war home, it doesn't matter which role they play. They can't escape or change war. It's a bleak message, but there are unexpected bursts of comedy. Combined with the broad performing style and array of time periods, at Single Carrot Theater, Phoebe in Winter is a startling, stunningly realized, apocalyptic parable.
You can catch this slice of the apocalypse at the Single Carrot Theater on Howard Street in Baltimore Thursday through Sunday for the next couple of weekends. We've got the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us most Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up a little later, Sheila Cast has a conversation with former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Stay with us.